on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
And good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 14th. I'm your host, John Armstrong, and with me today is Mel. How you doing, Mel?
I'm doing really well. Yesterday was a really fun day to watch on feeds, but I do have a message to pass along to you. It's wall yellers suck. That's all.
Yeah, that wasn't very loud though. I feel like
my megaphone's still in the mail, so maybe I didn't hear it next time.
I think you might have said that what Ian is running the game. Is that what you said?
I said power, something about it's just stop it.
All right, so we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 40 in the house, and it was an interesting day, a little bit of an interesting day. We had some things going on early in the day, but mostly it took until late into the night to really get going, because for a long time it was, is Devon going to use the veto? We don't know, because she won't tell anyone. And Danny is just like an HOH that just doesn't mind having, like, not having conversations. She's just like, hey, Day, let's talk later. Not now. Let's talk later. And it's just like, okay, that's great. Until the feeds go down forever, and we almost missed this, but that's fine.
It was so nerve-wracking last night when the feeds went down, and just like, we went to bed and the feeds still weren't on, and it's like, did we just miss literally everything? Like, are we going to have no context for the decision whatsoever? Fortunately, they did come back. We did get some stuff. Who knows how much we missed, but it seems like, based on all the conversations, we're able to put the puzzle together.
Yeah. So what we did have yesterday, in the morning, we saw Nicole talking to the cameras. She is not pleased about the new plan that if Devon does use the veto, Ian is going to be the replacement. Nicole does not like that. Nicole says, why? Why is that happening? How is that fair? What? Because Day wins the veto, she gets to keep her number one ally? But I have to lose mine? That's not fair.
In the most minor defense of Nicole, she may have been referring to Danny in that. She may have been saying, oh, Danny doesn't have to put her person up as the replacement. My person has to be put up as the replacement.
Well, she specifically was talking about, I mean, she'll say it to Cody. She's talking about Dan. She's mad at everyone. She's mad that she has to lose Ian. She says she's not going to let this happen. She's going to work on people. She's going to flip Christmas. She's going to get rid of Tyler if she needs to. She's going to get Day to not use the veto. She's going to protect Ian. She's definitely going to protect. He's like her brother. She would never do anything bad to Ian, guys. She's letting the cameras know this.
Yes, and that definitely takes precedence over everything we've seen her say and do. This is the truth, and we should believe this.
Yes. So She does go and talk to Danny. She says, it's dumb to get Ian out. Why are we doing this? This is your HOH. We shouldn't be taking out an ally of ours. That doesn't make any sense. And Danny says, yeah, it's pretty frustrating. Why don't we convince Day not to use the veto? Nicole says, that's what we need to do. Yes. But listen to me. If Ian goes up on the block, I am not voting him out. And Danny's like, you realize that that's going to force a tie. You're gonna make me do it. And she's like, I'm not voting him out. So here's my idea. I think we should try to flip Christmas on Tyler if this happens, and we'll get Tyler to leave. And Danny's like, okay, we can try that. But it's if it works, great. But
It's crazy how much stock they're putting into this plan. Like all day, it's like they're telling themselves so that they can feel better. It's like, no. We'll get Day not to use the veto. That's our number one plan. It's going to work, because if it doesn't work, then we're unhappy with the situation. So it's much easier to just believe, of course, we'll figure it out. We'll make it not work. We'll make her not use it. And we'll see how that works for them.
Yeah. So that's the plan. They're going to try and talk to Christmas about this. There was a plan to get Christmas in the bathtub but a little bit the bathtub and get some bubbles and some wine. And they were going to wine and bath time, wine and bath time.
No, Tara, no.
echoes.
I didn't see that happening, so I'm assuming it didn't happen.
I'm assuming it didn't happen either.
Maybe they had an 8-hour long bath, and that's why they had to cut the feeds.
Yeah, something like that. So Nicole then goes and talks to Cody. She says, "Again, I am not voting out Ian. The cameras get this, guys? I'm not voting out Ian.
He's like my brother.
Is this a segment yet? He's my brother in this house. I will not vote him out.
Hold on. Should I turn to this camera and say it? Which angle are we doing this? Okay. Just for the TV show, let me know where you want me to say it.
Yeah. Cody says, well, I'm not voting out Tyler. That's not happening either. So, are you really going to force a tie, with Danny? And, she says, I don't care. She can break a tie if she wants. Ian's like my brother. I'm not going to do it.
I'm really impressed with Cody in these situations. He is able to frame the situation. When he's HOH, HOH is the boss. You do whatever the HOH wants. And now they're forcing a tie. And he's saying, well, I'm not going to vote out my person. And Nicole's saying, I'm not going to vote out my person. And Cody goes, how dare you not want to do what Danny's asking you, whatever. So it's like he gets just to do whatever he wants and make her feel bad, and it works. And I don't think I've seen her catch on to it. It's she's so focused on, I'm not voting out Ian. She doesn't even think about the fact, hey, why won't Cody vote out Tyler?
Yeah, so she tells him she's going to try to work on Christmas to flip Christmas. He's like, go for it. I'll try to flip David so that you don't have to vote this way. I'll try and get David on board to keep Tyler. So in the meantime, Kevin had also talked to the cameras earlier. He has a new plan. His plan is that he wants to pull Tyler in. He wants to make a deal with Tyler and try to work with him and say, hey, if Devon uses the veto, then we will agree to keep you and vote out whoever the replacement is and then work together moving forward. So he's going to pitch that idea to Devon a bit that bleeds into a later conversation where they're talking about the veto being used. Devon is like not super solid on this plan in general. She still won't tell him whether or not she's going to use the veto. She says her main concern is just to make sure that Enzo doesn't go up on the block if she does use it. Beyond that, she's not sure. She's not sure what she wants to do, and she's not going to tell anyone.
And given the conversation that Kevin and Danny have later, Kevin would 1,000% have told Danny if Devon had told him that she was going to use a veto. So I think this is a correct move on her part to not tell anyone, because it would definitely get out.
I mean, a lot of things she's told Kevin have gotten out in the past.
Yeah, right.
So.
Like, yeah, full team Devon here in this decision, even though it's probably frustrating for Kevin.
Well, she does go and talk to David, and David wants to tell her where his head is at. He's finally going to, like, unleash all of his thoughts to her and give her everything that he feels like that people are trying to trick her into not using the veto. So she should use the veto. He says that he feels like they're the only people not in an alliance. He says that Danny was the one that told him that Day was trying to flip the votes that week, and that she was probably the one that told Tyler about it. He says that he's just been trying to, he thought that he could get Tyler to work with Bailey, but Tyler screwed her over and he orchestrated this mastermind plan to get Bailey out. He says that he has been trying to get into Christmas's head and make her paranoid about the big alliance, that she's on the bottom of it.
This week on Christmas is so funny.
Yeah.
Christmas is just this little pawn. You know what? I'm going to like freak Christmas out. We can pull her in. She's going to be so frazzled. It's like, okay, David. All right. You do that.
Yeah, I saw the Big Brother update tweet about this conversation, about the Christmas thing in particular, was going around, and people were like, whoa, mastermind David. And I was like, what are you talking about? We've been talking about Christmas went to Nicole, and she said, I heard from a very unreliable source that my name has been floating around. That's BS, right? And Nicole was like, yeah, I haven't heard anything. She's like, cool. Like, that was the extent of David's trying to cause paranoia with Christmas. But look, I get it made for an impressive tweet, I guess. But Devon is like, whoa, that's so smart, David. You're so smart. I'm so glad to be playing with you. I don't know if Devon is yet on board with the David thing after this conversation. She doesn't make mean things to the camera after she leaves, but she wasn't in a room alone by herself to do so. So I'm not sure if she doesn't hate David yet, but she's just continuing to, you know, pretend that she's with David at the very least. And he's giving her all of this information now.
That's really good. It's something. Even if it's not like a full 100% trust.
Yeah.
I mean, she didn't, when they were talking about powers, she told him that she didn't know who had a power, but she knows Christmas has a power. So it was just like, there was a little piece of information she wasn't giving up. So we know.
Oh, yeah. She didn't
like fully.
She didn't give him anything in this conversation besides compliments, which is why I'm kind of feeling like this didn't really go anywhere for them. But
good for her for putting it aside. Cause we know it was a couple days ago. She was like, no, I am not working with David. Now it's
yes.
something.
Well, like I said, I'm not sure how locked in it is quite yet, but she does say that he's smart, and she also says that she's not telling anybody if she's going to use the veto or not, and she also doesn't give him any other information. So, it went all right.
Could have been worse.
Could have been much worse.
That's really all we can ask for with David's games. It could have been worse.
Yeah. Danny is going to talk with Enzo, and she. She really makes a weird move here. She decides to tell Enzo that that first of all, Devon is thinking about using the veto. They need to convince her not to. Also, when it comes to a replacement nominee, she's got people up here telling her that Enzo should go on the block, like Christmas and Tyler. And Enzo seems to take this in stride in the moment here. He says that, I'll go tell Day that I'm willing to vote Tyler out if that will help. And, you know, I can say that I'm mad about this and that we can, let's like restart the slick six. So it'll be the slick five or whatever.
That's why you don't put names in alliances. Sorry, I'm done.
So he says that he can try to convince Day not to use it. And then they can vote whatever, you know, they can go back on it if they want. So that's the plan there for Enzo. Trying to read Enzo today was kind of difficult, especially after this conversation. But I'm pretty sure that he's still just on the same page as he was before, and that he's continuing to placate people.
He talks to Cody later.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's not really saying anything. Like he says he's like fine with Danny going up in the future as a target. But yeah, he doesn't seem to be super concerned. And I feel like he would tell Cody if he was.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we missed so much of the conversation. It's hard to fully tell, but we caught some bits of it here and there. So. Danny's also going to talk to Kevin. This is the conversation you were referring to. She says that she wants to know who he's targeting if he stays. And he says that he would put up Memphis and David.
Conversation is so infuriating.
Yeah.
And she says that, you can see it on her face. She's like, no, you wouldn't.
David? And he's like, yeah, we're not that close.
Okay, Kevin.
And well, here's the thing. After this conversation, she goes to Nicole and she's like, so Kevin's going to put up Memphis and David. That's good, right? Like,
no, he won't. No, you knew that. I feel like I was looking at her and like she's not believing that. I don't know why she's passing that to Nicole.
So Cody talks to Memphis Cody is talking about the situation and how they feel like, you know, the veto might get used, it might not get used. Memphis is concerned that him or Christmas or Enzo might end up on the block as a pawn, and he would be pretty pissed if that happened. And Cody's like, yeah, this is, this whole situation is not good, but I don't think that you would go up on the block. I'm pretty sure Ian would be the one to go up. Cody mentions that if the nominations stay the same, sorry, Danny, but I'm voting Kevin out. And Memphis says, yeah, first of all, if she thinks that she can, if she wants us to vote out Tyler, she can go F herself.
So
he doesn't
angry.
Get to second of all because they get interrupted.
And I think that's all he really wanted to say anyway.
Yeah. So, you know. Memphis is the tides are turning. He's leaning and we've been tracking this. He's definitely more Team Tyler than Team Danny right now. He's not happy with the situation that that Danny has put them in so far, and he very much will not be wanting to vote Tyler out. Nor does, again, Cody, at least when he's talking to Memphis. Trying to track exactly where Cody's head is at is also very difficult, because these people just, they really they like to tell people what they want to hear, so it's hard to know exactly what they want. But I feel like I've heard enough from Cody that he wants Tyler to stay, that I'm pretty sure he wants Tyler to stay. But you know, he definitely wants Ian out, I'll tell you that.
So we have the majority alliance wants Tyler to stay. We got Kevin wanting to pull Tyler in. So apparently the new Big Brother strategy is just try and quit all the time, and then everyone's going to fall over themselves trying to keep you in the house.
Hey, that's what Dr. Will figured out, right?
Yeah. That's an offensive comparison at this point.
It is, because this is not intentional. So Nicole talked to Kevin. She let him know that she's voting to keep him. Like, hey, don't worry, I'm voting to keep you no matter what happens with the veto. Don't use the veto. Christmas quickly chats with Memphis. They don't trust, and I shouldn't say quickly, that was a long conversation. They talked a lot yesterday. They're really starting to bond a lot. And I think that Cody is noticing that. And I don't think he likes it.
Definitely. They're already starting to be paired up, even just casually in conversations. Oh yeah, Christmas in Memphis, Christmas. Wow. We'll do this.
Christmas in Memphis. Yeah.
Christmas
in Memphis.
Twister. No, I need to come up with like a ship name for them.
Say it three times fast.
Memphis. That's terrible.
Chris Miff.
So they can't get together because they don't have a couple name.
Yeah. So they're talking about how they don't trust Danny, and that they do not trust that she would put Ian up on the block if the veto was used, and they're worried that they would be the ones to go up on the block if it happened. So Enzo is going
to
talk.
It's going to be so sad we don't get to see Christmas go on the block and use her power, and then Danny has to nominate another person. It'd be so good, but we can't be too greedy this week. It's still going pretty well.
Honestly, I think that it wouldn't be completely impossible if Day hadn't told Danny about the power, about Christmas's power. I feel like you know, Danny would consider it, but. We then get Enzo and Day. This is Enzo following through on the plan he talked about earlier with Danny. He says he's willing to take out Tyler, whatever with Tyler. And let's get the Slick Six back together. You know, do the Sly Five, or the, you know, I guess it would be four if Bailey's gone and Tyler's, you know, getting kicked out. But, you know, he's like, let's get the band back together. We're all going to vote out Tyler. Don't use a veto.
Yeah, I'm so tired of trying to like piece these alliances together. Okay, now these four are together. Oh no, we're putting one person and now making a new five person. Oh, well, now we're just like just like it's an octopus.
Don't worry about this one.
Okay. Poof. Not gonna last very long, is it?
No. It's never even gonna start. Cody is gonna talk with Nicole. They talk about how to smooth it over with Day if they do trick her into not using the veto, and then they're going to end up keeping Tyler because they're going to vote out Kevin. Are they going to blindside her? Are they going to try and like smooth it over? They talk through those options. If the veto is used, they talk again. Ian is going up on the block, and Nicole says again, like, I don't want that to happen. Like, why does Ian have to go? And Cody says, look, It has to happen. Like, Ian has to go. She's, it's not fair. Like, how come you get to keep Tyler and I have to lose Ian? Like, why are you keeping your pieces and I'm losing mine? Like, here's the thing. I know this sounds selfish, but Ian is like one of the only people that will take me to the final two in this game. There's you and there's Ian. Why would I be okay with losing him? And Cody says, look, you're looking too small scale. You're looking at the individual pieces. You need to look at the big picture. In my season, I had to cut people that were going to take me to the final two all the time. You know, like I'd cut Caleb and Frankie and like all of these people, Donnie. And she's like, your season, in our season, I had to cut people who were going to take me to the final two all the time. Because Derek was like, you know, he knew what we needed to do. And so, so it just had to happen. Cause here's the thing. If you stick your neck out for Ian, you're pissing off Memphis, Enzo, Christmas, you're blowing up the whole alliance. You're leaving yourself exposed. Like this is the way the game works. And he's essentially sort of like explaining in a way, kind of like the new school versus old school of like the alliance as a whole is worth more than individual pieces, which is a somewhat compelling argument, because it does keep you safe for longer if she does stick her neck out for Ian without getting it approved by the rest of the house. She does put herself in a more vulnerable position, especially if she and Ian can't win competitions. The obvious move here is to just have enough power that you can keep your pieces safe, which is exactly what Cody is doing.
Yeah, he makes a lot of good points. It's like you said, obviously, he's able to be doing this better. He's telling her, no, you can't do that because I'm doing that. But you can tell throughout the day that Nicole is like legitimately struggling with this idea of like, there's a person that's not in the alliance that I want to keep and I can't. Like, she wants to do both and it's not working and she doesn't understand like why it's not working. And I guess it's because there's only so many people that can keep their pieces on the board. And if Cody's already winning that war, then like, you're running out of people. Like, three people are safe this week. Now you have to lose your person. And that's just how it works.
Yeah. So she says it sucks, but she gets it. She's still not going to vote him out, but she understands that he has to go. And just like that, Cody may have diffused this proxy war, and we may see that Nicole won't fight too hard as long as Cody can keep an eye on her, that she's still not willing to vote Ian out because it would look bad. But she is willing to let him go, and she tells him, you'd better flip David because I'm not voting him out.
I do think she also wants to keep Ian in the game because it's good for her, not just because it'll look bad.
No, and obviously, yeah. She wants Ian in the game because it's good for her game. She wants to vote for Ian no matter what, in my opinion, because of the warning they got.
That's definitely true. Yes.
So what I'm hoping is that we get a segment on the show about Nicole wanting to cast a vote for Ian to stay for looks only. And she's telling, Cody to flip David so that she can vote to keep Ian.
They won't do that. You know that. They won't do her dirty. She would end production. She has them all under control. Remember?
Yeah. All right. Well, so that was basically what happened leading up to the feeds cutting.
We need an intermission to have a little fun segment of saving the bee.
Yes, they did save a bee. So a bee had fallen into the pool. And Kevin, valiantly rescued the bee. They got it onto Tyler's water bottle. And they watched it as it cleaned itself off.
It was
intently.
So cool. You could see he was kicking his little legs to get the water off, and he was like shaking, and Tyler was like blowing on him a little bit to help like the water get off.
Yeah.
So cute.
Jessica in the chat says, Christmas was definitely paranoid yesterday. As I mentioned, she was paranoid about Danny putting her or Memphis on the block because that is a serious possibility. But, you know, the David stuff was last week, and I can tell you has nothing to do with what's happening right now. But yes, the bee was very funny. They were watching it intently, and then as soon as it recovered, it like, and they were like, "Wah!" I fully
believe it's because of the little pep talk Tyler was saying. You're a vital part of the earth. You can survive this.
And yeah.
He's trying to put him on the little yellow stool or whatever it was. And you're like, you like yellow. You're a bee.
Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Tyler also had a conversation with Nicole about, again, about like not wanting to be known as a manipulator. Yes. And like talking about how, it's like, why is it okay that, you know, like, you do well in this show and people praise you because you lied well? Like that doesn't like feel good. That doesn't feel right. So he doesn't want to be like that.
The conversation definitely gave us a lot of insight into what Tyler's feeling. And I'm definitely not excusing everything he's doing. I'm super annoyed that he's like talking about quitting constantly. But like you can see that like he's doing this. And I don't know if he just like had a realization at some point during the game that he wanted to not be this person. It'd be nice if we figured that out like 4 weeks ago. But yeah, he just is really like, I don't want to be praised because I lied to someone well. And I'm sure he got a ton of that after his season. And I guess that really affected him.
Yeah. So feeds cut for a while. We think that again for perhaps the second night in a row, we got another, you know, wall yeller slash some kind of people trying to send messages. So the feeds went down again. Ian, prior to the feeds cutting, was talking about he's very annoyed with these wall yellers and that he hopes they have armed guards ready to go. He hears some shots happening if it happens again. And then lo and behold, it happens again very shortly after he says that. So
it seems like they were expecting it because I guess it happened last week around the same time after the episode. And so now it happened around the same time again. So they're wondering if this is going to be a weekly thing.
Yeah.
I saw a really funny quote on Reddit that they actually are just putting the feeds down to do their weekly script read. Big Brother is. So that's why they need the feeds down for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So when the feeds come back up after hours and hours, we cut to a conversation between Danny and Day. Finally, this conversation happening. Day is saying she knows that Danny doesn't want to have to be the one to do it, to put Ian up, but it's a game. Somebody has to. And Danny is asking Day, is there anything I can do or say to convince you not to use this veto? And
literally anything. I want you to not use it so bad.
Day says no.
It's the right answer.
There you go.
Yeah. Now
or
we know.
At least there it should go. But this conversation is going to go on for another like half hour. Danny says that using it right now would show that she's really tight with Kevin and it would really put a target on her back. And this is exactly what Kevin and David both talked to her about. Like, you know, first they're going to try and convince you that Kevin is safe. Then they're going to try and convince you in a threatening way that, that it's bad for your game, that you're going to, you know, put a target on your back, which is exactly.
And really, Dany's just looking out for Day here. She just cares so much about Day and wants her to survive. So if she used the veto, it'd be bad for Day's game. And Dany just really cares about Day's game.
Yeah, it's exactly what the line of reasoning that Dany runs through here. Day says, look, Kevin would be very upset with me if I did not use the veto. He basically said that, you know, our friendship might be over, that he would not vote for me in the jury because I put his game in jeopardy. Even if he stayed, he would not be OK with it. And Dany is just like, well, that sucks from that. That's that you shouldn't, you know, kowtow to those kinds of threats, right? Why would that? He's a terrible person for saying that. Day really throwing Kevin under the bus with it. Day says, look, he would be very upset if I did not use this veto. And Dany basically says, well, I will be very upset if you do use this veto. And Day says, well, if he's going to be upset, you're going to be upset. I don't know what to do here. And there are many very long, awkward silences in this conversation. Dany is doing everything she can, and she is not making any real headway.
You can see Dany going through like the 7 of the 8 stages of grief. I don't know them off the top of my head, but we got like anger and pleading and then like trying to like get her to do it by being angry. And she hasn't reached acceptance yet, but you know, there's a lot of, I don't know what either of them were expecting with the silences. There was like a 4-minute chunk. I was like, are my feeds frozen? Like, nope, they just sat there and nothing happened because neither side is willing to give an inch.
Yeah. You know, Dany comes away from this conversation talking about, like, Day's definitely going to use this veto. Pretty frustrated with Day, very frustrated with Kevin. I feel like, again, sort of what I was saying at the beginning of the week with what Dany should do. I liked the initial conversation that Day had with Dany when she said, I will look like an idiot if I don't use this. I need to use this. But then she said, but let's talk later. Because I don't want to put you in a weird spot and you know, we can talk later. I wish she had been more firm the first time and been like, because she did such a good job of not making Dany upset about the fact that she was going to use the veto, that she should have been like, so I'm going to be using the veto. And then we talked about this a little bit, I think, during the last season, during the Jack eviction week, where it's like, if you lead people on and give them like room to think that you might do what they want, then they will get more and more invested in that outcome, and they will get more upset with you when you ultimately decide not to go through with it. So you can't give them these little outs of like of hope, these bits of hope that you might do something, because I think it's making Dany more and more frustrated with Day, and it's making other people more and more frustrated with Day that she's not doing it. So I would have preferred like just a more firm kind of like, look, I won this veto. I'll look like an idiot if I don't use it. I'm sorry. I have to use it. And then Dany could have moved on and started to think about other things instead of focusing so much time and energy on trying to convince Day to not use it because she thinks it's possible. And then getting very frustrated when it doesn't work.
Yeah, she definitely put all of her eggs in the, okay, well, like I have literally no other option for people that I can put up that I'm okay with putting up. So I have to put all my energy into this. And until she got that no, that was the only thing on her mind. And it definitely hurt more when she got that solid answer at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. In the meantime, the feeds also come up on a Cody and Enzo conversation. Now, again, we missed a lot of this and we're going to continue to miss some of it. So it's hard to know exactly. Like, I would not call this a definitive conversation just because they're having it in the bathroom and it's very quick. And I can't get a sense of exactly where Enzo's head is at and exactly where Cody's head is at. But Cody is basically saying that he doesn't want to lose sight on Kevin if Kevin ends up staying this week, that Kevin is good at competitions and, you know, they might want to go after people like Christmas. But they need to make sure that they don't forget about Kevin and Day and David. And there's a lot of animosity toward Christmas and Memphis in this conversation. I don't know exactly why or where it came from. I heard Cody say that he heard that Chris, that he heard from Danny and Nicole that Christmas said she didn't want to be sitting next to Cody in the final two. But beyond that, I'm not entirely sure where this came from. He might have talked about the All Women's Alliance in this conversation, but I don't know why Memphis would be implicated in that.
We had the conversation earlier where Danny told Enzo that Christmas and Tyler were throwing out his name as a possible replacement. So it's possible that that's where the Christmas came in. And then I guess because Memphis and Christmas are close, we could make that connection.
Yeah, it might have been that Cody deflected from Tyler and said, no, I don't think it was Tyler, but maybe Christmas and Memphis were doing it. And maybe that was it. Hard to know exactly. Like I said, there's a lot missing from these conversations.
They do talk slightly negatively about Memphis at the end of this conversation, saying Memphis is too comfortable. Like, he thinks he can just sit here because we're all winning competitions. I mean, he also won one. But so I don't know if they're just maybe the tide starting to turn against him a little bit. Maybe nothing necessarily happened, but they see his position and they don't like it. So that could be some of it.
Yeah. And we still don't even know for sure. I know I'm reading in the chat, like, it would be stupid for Enzo to believe that Tyler would say that, which is true. I still don't know if Enzo ever actually believed it. I don't think we've gotten enough from Enzo to know exactly where his head is at. What he does say in this conversation, though, is that he does want Tyler to stay this week. He says something along the lines of like, I want Tyler to stay, but you know, whatever, which is how he talks when he wants to appear neutral, but he obviously, you know what I mean, has a preference. And I think some people took this to mean that he would be willing to get Tyler out this week, but that's not how I read it. Because again, he's flat out says, I want Tyler to stay. So
it'll be interesting to see if that changes this morning now that, if Cody gets in his ear.
Right. Well, that's the thing, is that like Cody didn't seem to be working another direction. And they did say specifically that they both really want Ian out because they want Ian. You know, Ian gives Nicole too much room to maneuver. They want Ian gone. Enzo also talks about like the core four and how like they're going to, you know, they can do well. Again, like this is one conversation. It's very difficult to get a true sense of where Enzo's head is at here, but it doesn't, it makes sense that he wants to keep Tyler. He wants to get rid of Ian. For some reason, he's like super anti-Christmas and Memphis right now, but even that could just be for Cody's benefit. We know that he's been very anti Nicole and Danny for a while. So
he does hint in this conversation that he wants, I think, like a Memphis to win and kind of do some of their dirty work for them. So he'd be okay with Danny and Nicole leaving.
Yes. And he does talk some more about like Nicole and Danny need to get some blood on their hands, stuff like that. So bottom line here, though, is that he seems to want to keep Tyler, even in the conversation where he's talking about Core Four and he's talking about Christmas in Memphis.
But it makes sense because whether Kevin or whether Ian's on the block, like they're fine with both of those pieces going. So they have no reason to turn against Tyler at this point, because like, what are they going to do? Save Ian? Like, that doesn't do anything for them.
Yeah, especially with Ian up there. And that's the thing. Like, Cody talked about really wanting Kevin gone. They both talked about really wanting Ian gone. Again, not a lot of reason to believe that that they would want to flip on Tyler at this point, especially considering everything else we've heard them say in the past couple of days. So Danny is then going to talk to Cody. Everyone goes to bed, but she pulls Cody up to talk to him, and she says, I just talked to her, and she's going to use the frickin' thing.
How dare she do something that's good for her game? Unbelievable.
They're so mad.
So it's
annoying.
So amazing.
She says that she says, look, I've got two options. Am I just caring too much about Ian? Should I just not care and let Ian go? Or should I do something kind of crazy to try and get out of having to do this?
Something crazy. That will be the preface for the rest of the evening, because she chooses to do something crazy.
Yeah, the idea that she has is
brilliant idea.
She goes to Tyler first and she tells Tyler, look, we're gonna do something. You need to trust us on this. Then When they're outside before the veto ceremony, or maybe during the veto ceremony, she stands up and she says, "Devon, please don't use the veto. For everyone here, who here is going to vote Tyler out?" And then have everyone raise their hands and then say, "So Devon, see, please do not use the veto and force me to nominate somebody else. Please don't do it. Everyone's going to vote Tyler out."
It is so funny how much she's putting into this plan. Like, we saw, like, this is, again, the stages of grief. She's still in denial. It's like, okay, she said she wasn't going to use the veto. So the only option is to continue to make her try and not use the veto. Like, this is the Hail Mary play. I don't know who in their right mind would think this would work. Who is going to, like, "Oh, hey, all of us want so bad for you to leave this person up on the block." Like, that's just going to be a major red flag that, of course, they want him on the block because they want to vote him. Like, everyone raising their hands at the veto meeting isn't going to do anything for convincing Devon that she shouldn't use it. It's so silly.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's one of those things where it's like, you know, this is now like 4 a.m. And Danny's like, "This is such a good idea. It's definitely gonna work." And Cody says, "Okay, well, first of all, you are caring too much about Ian." And she's just like, I'm also pissed off about Nicole with this Ian situation. She's going to force me to break a tie. They agree. There's no chance Ian stays if he goes up on the block. It would completely blow up their games to even try to keep Ian. So if Ian goes up, he has to go home. They say that multiple times. And Cody says, "Look, this makes me want to, like, if we do convince Day, like, all of this talk about, like, Day's not going to use the veto. She's, like, leading you on about whether or not she's going to win the veto. That just makes me want to blindside her even more if we do convince her not to use it and send Kevin home." And Danny's like, "Me too. Whatever. And Cody says that, "Christmas saw us come upstairs. So we need a plan. We need a story for what to say when we come back down." And she says, "Well, why don't we just grab everyone now? Why don't we just grab them all right now? We'll tell them the plan and we'll make this thing happen."
My favorite part of this is going to be waking Memphis up in the middle of his beauty sleep.
Yeah. So they go down. They grab everyone, including Memphis, who is like, "You scared the shit out of me."
And he kicks her. He kicks Danny.
Look, he said he would do. Look, Danny was part of that conversation when he said that if somebody wakes him up, he was talking about Ian at the time, that he would kick him. So she really should have known better. Yeah. We thought it was just a joke, but this is just actually what he does. He just kicks people when he wakes up.
I should try that.
Yeah. So she brings them all up. Memphis is he's being a grump.
"You woke me up. Yeah, well, I had to wake up this week in the first place.
I've only gotten 14 hours of sleep tonight. I'm not done yet."
So she tells them the plan. She wants them all to raise their hands in the veto ceremony to agree to vote out Tyler. And Memphis is just like, "What? Hold on. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing all of this to save Ian? Like, why don't we just put Ian up and send him home?" There's playing the game and there's making someone look like foolish, and like, whatever. I don't mind making someone look foolish, but I just don't understand why we're going through this whole thing.
The week we have right now is Tyler wants to leave and is on the block. We have David making good points. We have Memphis making good points. We have Devon winning a veto. What universe? What happened? Did we fall into an alternate dimension? Like, none of this makes any sense given everything that's happened this season. Memphis is making good points.
Yeah. Cody said, because Danny mentions the possibility of, like, maybe we don't tell Tyler. And then he looks really surprised. And Cody's like, no, we should tell Tyler.
Not telling Tyler would be an awful move. "Hey, we as an alliance met without you and decided we're going to all say we're going to vote you out. But don't worry, we're not going to. You can definitely trust us." Like, he'd be like, "No, what? I'm not believing anything.
Do I look like Danielle Murphy here? Come on." So ultimately they do flip Memphis around. They convince him that, you need to do this. He's like, okay.
He made good points. He tried. We have to give him some credit there, but, yeah.
Yeah. They also talk about like other ideas, like trying to get the nominees to leave the meeting so that they can do this. That like, hey, can you guys just bounce out? We need to do a quick without you.
This is what happens when people are in power for too long. They're like, OK, you know what? We can just change the game. We'll just ask production. Hey, can you take these people away? We need to talk. Just the alliance. Like, they can't listen. And I'm sure production will be like, oh, yeah, of course. You guys are great. Can definitely do that.
Yeah. And so she went into the diary room to ask about it too. I'm sure like it was some poor like intern sitting there in the diary room at 5 a.m. Like, I don't know, I guess I'll ask. She really wants to try and make this happen. I do feel like there's a good chance that Danny wakes up in the morning and goes, yeah, I got a little out of hand last night.
Oh, see, I don't know. I feel like she's going to wake up being like, okay, yep, we're going to do it. We're going to get her to use the veto because that's the only option I can believe. So I guess we'll see. We'll see who's right.
I think there's also a chance that happens, for sure. So that's the plan for the veto ceremony. After this meeting, Nicole talks to Cody. She really does not like that. She does not want to do this at all. She's like, I would rather tell Day that if the veto is used, Ian goes home. So please don't use it. Because Day is under the impression that if Ian goes up on the block, that he would stay. Which is not the case. So if she lets Day know that Ian will go home, maybe that will provide her some incentive to not use it.
She made some great points earlier. I think it was Day's conversation with Danny, where Danny was saying like, oh, like I definitely have the votes to make Kevin stay. Like I can sway this person, whatever. But then when they were talking about putting Ian up, Danny's like, oh, I don't know, because I think he's going to go home. So Day was like, so you can definitely rally the votes for Kevin, but you can't rally the votes for Ian. And that's supposed to make me feel really good about letting you keep Kevin up there. It's like, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually in a way like I think Kevin has a better chance than Ian of staying, but it's also a good point that if Ian can go, that means that Kevin can go, and
exactly
they both probably would go.
I know they have a little bit of a different subset of like guaranteed votes, but yeah, the general gist was like Danny's claiming she can mastermind one eviction, but then the other one she's like, oh, I'd be completely helpless, and so it doesn't really track.
Yeah. So she says again, I'm not voting Ian out, so you'd better get somebody to flip Cody, because it's just not gonna happen. But she really does not want to do this veto meeting thing. She feels like it's a very bad idea. What are you gonna do? She goes and talks to Christmas as well, and she tells Christmas, I don't like this idea. She says that she doesn't like that she's being forced to get rid of Ian, but she does know it has to happen. And she's mad about this whole veto thing. She's mad at Danny for putting them in this situation. And she's really just venting about Danny and everything. Christmas is like, hey, force a tie, force Danny to break the tie, force her to get some blood in her hands, do whatever. So
I would be really interested to see what the relationship of Nicole and Danny looks like if Nicole does that to her, because we already know that they were very close, and then this week it's been very contentious with Nicole putting her Danny assuming that Nicole may put her in this situation. So if she actually goes through with it, I'll be really interested to see what happens.
I feel like it's not going to come to that, personally. I think that everyone will get, because Kevin has already talked about wanting to pull Tyler in. I feel like Tyler, especially if Nicole is saying to everyone she's not going to vote out, Ian, then Kevin, Day, and David know that they can force a tie. They'll probably try and work on Danny, but they may also, especially Kevin, feel like, why don't we make a deal with Tyler to keep him? And then we can have Tyler on board so that like, hey, you don't need to rely on Danny. We will vote with you and not force a tie, or cause otherwise they'd have to blindside Day, Kevin, and David about the fact that Danny would break the tie to evict Ian. And I don't think Danny wants that. I don't think that a lot of people want that. So I really feel like it's not going to come down to a tie, and that Nicole will be able to cast her pity vote for Ian.
Is this going to be the first time this season that we actually get a split vote with like legitimate votes to keep one of the other nominees?
Well, like I said, I don't think it will go down to that. So.
You don't think? Seriously, Taryn, give us this one. We need one split vote. It's jury. Get it together, people.
It's just like, why bother? Why bother when Tyler's going to stay in the game and he's disgruntled? He just got put up on the block in the first place. You might as well try and, you know, work on him, right? Like, you know, like, hey, you know, Nicole is voting against you. Who knows what Danny would really do if she was going to break a tie?
The days of reading the vote count because there was going to be hinky votes and oh, the vote was 8-1. Who was the one vote? It's way, way more interesting to hide the votes. And then you maybe get a surprise every once in a while. I'm sure people would be way more willing to vote out Tyler if they can just come back. Oh, Ian's gone or Tyler's gone or whatever. And then they can just deny it because there's no one saying that there was votes against him. So.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that argument a lot, but I think it also takes some moves away. Like a lot of Big Brother 20's chaos came from the votes being revealed. And I also feel like with the votes being anonymous, it also gives people like Nicole the freedom to vote Ian out if she wanted to. Although, like I said, I do think it's more for looks than anything. I think it's also for, you know, potential jury vote with Ian. Although she did say that Ian has a formula for casting Ian has threatened to quit the jury, but if he doesn't quit the jury, then he's got a specific formula for how he's going to determine his jury vote. And Cody was like, are you serious? That's savage. He said it's a 30% competitions and then some other sort of like aspect. He said it's not subjective at all. It's completely objective formula.
Interesting. Well, if we have more than one person casting the only vote because everyone else quits jury, then it'll be interesting to see Ian's formula in place.
Unless
he's in the final two, which seems very unlikely at this point.
All right. Anything else that you wanted to bring up, Mel?
No, we're going to see the insurance policy on the block against each other. Rest in peace, that 2-week alliance. No, it's so fun to look at this day. Like I have all the little notes here and you kind of step back and it's like, this is all from Day winning the veto. This is all from David, Davon, and Kevin not being available to evict. You got those three people safe out of 11, and chaos reigns because everyone else is aligned, apparently. And it's just so great to see. And I really hope that something happens this week that will, like, next week something else can happen, even if Davon doesn't win HOH. Like, maybe one of those three win. Maybe someone else wins and something actually happens because there's some cracks forming. I don't know. I haven't. Would you think that this broke apart the major alliance, or do you think this brought them closer together in this plan to try and get the veto not used?
I mean, I think that there's a lot of tension in the big alliance for sure. But the fact that Day, Kevin, and David are still in the game, still clearly working together, with 10 people in the game, 3 people is a third of the house, basically. And you can't really start to cannibalize yourself, because if the other 6 to 7 people start attacking each other, then it's 3 groups, 1 of 3, 1 of 4, 1 of 3. And that's not advantageous to anyone. So it Cody's line of reasoning makes a lot of sense. We cannot forget about the third group in the house before we start attacking each other.
Yeah, Christmas mentioned that as well. She's like, okay, we just got one more week and then we can steamroll, which I'm sure everyone loves to hear. But so it makes sense that next week they'll be focused on the same 3 people. I guess all we have to do is hope for an underdog HOH. You know, it's a Big Brother fan's favorite thing to root for. And sometimes we get it.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking at. There's still, I think, a lot to be determined. It does feel to me like the veto will be used, that Ian will go on the block, and that Ian will go home. There may be a little bit of sketchiness here with the vote situation and Nicole and all of that. But, you know, I think it's very unlikely at this point that Ian does not go home this week.
Nicole has to be giving Ian a heads up this morning that he's going on the block, right?
She did not plan on it because she can't tip off to him that she was aware of it in the first place. Mm-hmm. She does not, because also, especially if they plan on trying to stop Davon from using the veto, they don't want to tell Ian that he would have gone up if she had used the veto. So,
if production intern number 7 says, okay, you guys can stop the veto meeting, it'll be really interesting to see something happen. So I hope we get it, even though it's not going to work. She's going to use the veto.
Yeah. So we'll see. The veto ceremony should be at some point today. We'll see what kind of fallout happens from it. But that's what we have for you for now. I believe we're going to have an episode of The Slop later today. And then I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And tomorrow night will be the veto episode of Big Brother 22. And we'll have a recap for that the following night. Wednesday night, we will have the Stockwatch Roundtable. So tune in for that as well. You can find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. Mel, where can people find you?
You can find me at Mel Hulst, not Mel Hurst, which I get a lot, which is interesting.
I feel like you only add fuel to the fire every time you say it the wrong way.
But people keep doing it, so I got to do something. I should just have a redirect Twitter handle. If you go Mel Hurst, it'll just bring you right to me. With a little like yelling face. You did it wrong.
You just have to keep saying it the right way and refuse to acknowledge the other one. And then eventually people will forget about it.
Okay. I'll try that.
That's Hulst. The strat.
Hulst. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us today. I'll see you next time.